Praise the Lord. Some people will have 100 million naira and to bring 10 million naira tithe. And when they give it to that church, they will want that church to look at them special. Pay 10 million. Pastor, I have 10 million for tithes. Therefore, give me body pass to your office anytime. Express pass. I want your private number, Pastor, because you see, from time to time, that 10 million you bring. That 10 million are your money before. Now you get them. So why are you bringing that seed? Now you get them. Lack of revelation. You should come humbly. Do you know what Jesus Christ said? He said that when a servant, consider that scripture very well. He said, when a servant has worked, somebody you have engaged him as your servant. He said, when he has finished work, will he come and sit down and say, hey, I don't finish work. Oh yeah, well, when I bring my food, I don't work too much today. He said, no, he will not say so. He will say, the master say, that, how did he say? He said, I have done that which is my duty to do. I said, you should add there, I am an unfruitful, worthless servant. Unworthy servant. I'm an unworthy servant. Unworthy of what? Unworthy of any special commendation from you, because I have done that which is my duty to do. Is it not my duty to do? So do you have to thank me for that which is my duty to do? Why do you want God to give you special recognition because you have paid your tithe? Is it not your responsibility? Why? That is how you... This is the people who don't think. Bride of Jesus Christ, I'm talking to you. Kick off that denominational hangover. Amen. A woman that was among so many women, and a rich man, she's from a poor background. Very poor background. The one rich boy from a rich background sees the poor girl and say, I want to marry you. I want to marry you. You tell her, say, who? Me. You're a priest. Son of a king. You want to marry me? We don't get anything, though. Now, one tax house, my papa get to. I don't get background, though. He say, then the man say, I am ready to die for you. And then, pays your bride price. Decides to marry you. Now, the attitude of that woman is what we are talking about, salvation. When she comes, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. One young man was telling me a few days ago, he said that when he wanted to marry, he came to me that daddy, I want to marry. And he needed advice from me. He said he's having problem of choice. According to, he said, of all the things I told him, there was a statement that he made. He said, I told him that, brother, look for a sister that is from a very humble background. The one when you dash and 2,000, I go say, thank you, sir. From a humble background, I say, that is the time, because I know your condition now. You therefore manage level. Get somebody that the two of you will grow together. He said that advice. He said the wife he picked. He said, do you know, if I count 5,000 naira now and give my wife, she will so appreciate it. Thank you. Ah, thank you. 5,000. Thank you. But there are some. Hey. You are laughing. I am talking about a Christian who never gets satisfied with anything God gives him. Only this, only this, only this, only this. When a woman, they give you chop money, 5,000 naira for chop money. See, you can prepare 5,000 naira soup. You can also prepare 500 naira soup. It is all a state of the mind. Is this all you have, honey? Okay, I am the home economist. When you do that, the husband will look at you. Ah! You try it again. He will now see that you are a better manager than him. When he collects his money, he will hand it over to you. That is how it is with God. You become dependable. That's why we sing that song. May the Lord depend on me. Loyalty is for the Spirit. Great may that depend on you. Hallelujah. If you don't understand these simple things, you won't know how to relate with God. That's why he said in every circumstance, say, give thanks. He said all things work together for good. He's settling something. Some of you come to me, then you want to package your problem very well so that I will understand how you feel. And unfortunately for you, you are coming to package your faithlessness before me. Because I'm a man of faith. What moves me to work with you is if I see faith in you. Once I don't see faith in you, I know I can't help you. Because our God, what moves him is our faith. There are statements you make. Somebody called me, Pastor, Pastor, I'm dying, I'm dying, I'm dying. I'm dying, I'm dying. And I say, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, I'm sorry. Hey, yeah. But you never die and finish. You never die and finish. So you told him, say, I'm dying, dying, dying. And I say, it's not one woman. I say, sister, you're not a Christian now. Why are you calling me? He said, I've been a member of your church. I've been a member of Contender Prayer Group. And I'm not a member of this church. Be talking like that. You don't know that any time you begin to complain, Satan is happy. The enemy that is doing you, who is around, is happy. But when he's frustrating you and he sees you, hallelujah, hallelujah, you they go. You go vex. But this, you know, don't disturb this girl. Well, you never marry up to now. Praise God. Okay, I just use that to tell you that those whose names are written in the book of life, they are known by their fruits. By the way they perceive salvation. By the way they relate with God. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
That should be the last one. Somebody's on the air. Brother Elvis from Thailand. That they are strongly with no shadow of doubt believe in predestination, which implies that the things of the earth is already concluded in the eyes of God before it ever started. Perfect. Please, sir, reconcile the statement of Jesus in the book of Matthew 25:34. Quote, inherit the kingdom prepared from the foundation of the world, with the statement in John 14:2. I go to prepare a place for you. Praise the Lord. Brother Elvis, that's a good question. Listen, in John 14, well, in John, Matthew 25, the kingdom prepared. Amen. There is the kingdom inherit the kingdom. Listen, oh. Elvis, listen. Are many more Elvises here? Listen. Enter into the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. John 14 says, I go to prepare a place for you. So the kingdom has to be prepared first, then a place in that kingdom is prepared for you. I don't know if somebody understands me. The kingdom has been prepared from the foundation of the world. Then Christ came to prepare a place for you in that kingdom that was prepared from the foundation of the world. Have I answered that question? Eh? Praise God. Where did he prepare that kingdom? He went to prepare, when did he go to prepare a place for you? He went to do that on the cross of Calvary. That is where he went to guarantee a place for you. In that kingdom that has been prepared from the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. So, because without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. God bless you, Elvis. I hope if you're not clear, you can call back again. Okay, your last question, brother, so that we can hear others. You ask long question.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. In the Bible, there is only one place we learn that Abraham paid tithe to Melchizedek. Then I want to ask, this Melchizedek, is he a person that Abraham can see around him at that time, or just incidentally Abraham met him when he was coming back from the war, from the battle? Then if Abraham is staying where he can be in contact with him every time, why is there no record that Abraham pays tithe continually to him, but it is only that statement for that thing? How is it contractual payment and not something that is regular?
How is that what? How is the last statement you made, how is that?
That is, Abraham met him when
you made a statement. How is that what?
That from that contact when he was coming back from the battle, that he met him and paid that tithe.
You made a statement. I want you to repeat it. That's all.
I have corrected myself.
How is that what?
My English language, I've corrected myself.
Okay, so you have not asked your question yet. Now, what is your question?
I said, Melchizedek, was he a man that lived during the time of Abraham? If that is the case, how should it be recorded that Abraham paid tithe to him only that time Abraham was coming back from the battle? Then why not there be a record that Abraham has been paying tithe to him regularly from his wealth?
That question will be relevant only if we say, because Abraham paid tithe, therefore let us pay tithe. That is when it will be relevant. I don't know the relevance of your question. A particular incident took place, and they are narrating what happened, and that gave us the opportunity for us to know that there was an action that he did, which was also in the law. But he was under grace. So if he paid tithe under grace, it means we who are no more under the law, but under grace, it means tithe is payable also under grace. That's all.
Sorry, sir. Sorry for taking your time. No, why I say this?
Maybe your question is, how did he know he was a priest?
Even if there was no record, like we know from the scripture now, that Melchizedek was a priest from the scripture, Abraham may not know that, but Abraham has an instinct because God was with him. He may know that this is a different human being, not an ordinary human being.
Okay. Now that same question also will apply to Abel. Now, Why were they going to offer sacrifice to God? Have they been offering sacrifice to God before that time? Why is it recorded that they offer sacrifices to God? That's the same question, isn't it? Am I correct?
That settles it. Yeah, I think so.
Thank you very much. Next, sister.
God bless you, Daddy.
Okay, from Chichoke, Ghana. From Ghana. Please, sir, I need more explanation on these Bible passages. Revelation 22, 18 to 19. Proverbs 30, 5 to 6. And Deuteronomy 4, verse 2. Back it with water baptism because it is confusing. Okay, so thank you very much. Let's read the scriptures. Can we have Revelation 22, verse 18 and 19? For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. Verse 19. And if any man shall take away from the word of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5 and 6. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5 and 6. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Verse 6. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 2. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 2. Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish out from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. My brother, you will have to call and talk to us because there is no relevance with water baptism in these scriptures you are quoting. No relationship at all. But I can add another one to it so that maybe if you believe that our teaching on water baptism we are adding or subtracting, then let's add to this scripture to make you understand further. Galatians chapter 1, verse 6, 7, and 8. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that call you into the grace of God unto another gospel. Which is one another, but there be some that trouble you and will pervert the gospel of Christ. Verse 8. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Verse 9. As we said before, so say I now. Again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than you have received, let him be accursed. Praise the Lord. Let me add another one to make the picture clearer. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. From verse 19. Now therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, verse 20, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And the apostles baptized in the name of Jesus. That is the foundation. And the apostles taught baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, which is the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. That is not adding, that is not subtracting. Praise the Lord. If you preach any other thing contrary to what the apostles have taught, you are accursed, says the Bible. God bless you. Yes.
God bless you, then.
God bless you.
I came across a question. One of the brother in the tabernacle was asking Brother Abraham. He asked Brother Abraham a question that the giants were in Genesis chapter 6 verse 4. that where did they come from? So instead from explaining, because most of I studied this passage of the Bible, I believe those the sons of God, Abraham said, explained that the sons of God that people believe to be the fallen angel that took the daughters of men, because they are the son of God and they took the daughter of men, that most people believe they came to this earth and took a flesh. That if we say they took up a flesh, that means we're making Satan a creator, that we cannot have two creators. Though he didn't emphasize more on that, he only explained the question that where did the giant came from, which he really explained that it came from Cain, the serpent seed. And I really want to know more on the
he said they came from Cain.
Yeah, this
will Abraham say so?
The giant, yes.
But how did they come from Cain?
He said the serpent is an upright man.
Yes.
That true Cain, you know, came Cain, and because Cain, serpent is the, he said he explained how serpent is, the nature of the serpent, and that is the nature of the giants.
First and foremost, the Bible is not explicit on where the giants came from. But there is another way. That is one way of looking at it. Since Cain is fathered by an animal, the animal could have been a very big animal. Because remember that he was created to serve Adam and Eve. He was the one tilling the ground. He was the worker, the one that was working, doing all the job for them. That is why when he was reduced to a crawling animal, God also now told him, from now on, he said, with your sweat, before you will now eat. That means before, it was not with sweat, he was eating. Because somebody else was doing the job for him. And the ground was also caused for him. So that's a good thought. But also, remember that Cain was complaining. This punishment that you gave me is too much. Now anybody who see me now, they go say, "Na me cause the problem." Then they want to kill me. And God did something. Can we read it? Amen. Genesis chapter 4. And Cain said unto the Lord, "My punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid. And I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. And it shall come to pass that everyone that findeth me shall slay me." And the Lord said unto him, "Therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold." And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. What is that mark? That somebody will see him and will not be able to kill him. It simply means God made him a giant. And it is from there those giants came from. So anybody that sees a giant coming, instead of attacking you, will run. So that is how God protected the serpent seed. He became a giant. That was his mark.
But sir, in that verse, they said the sons of God took the daughter of men, as they choose them as the wives. The sons of God, I believe they are the angels. They said in that portion.
Now, in our teaching of, praise God, The book of Genesis is something very deep there. The language are selected languages. Unless God grants you understanding. Remember that it is established Cain was a serpent seed. And in the lineage of Cain, Genesis chapter 5, let's read something. Okay, because of time, please. There are two lineages there. Cain had his lineage. Now, Abel is dead. Who was the next person? Seth. The Bible says it was after Seth was born, as he began to procreate, that men began to call upon the name of the Lord. So it means Cain, he was not busy with whatever he was doing, he had no time to worship God. And only those who worship God, it is the line of Seth that are called the sons of God or the daughters of God. The language of the sons of men is referring to those serpent seeds from the lineage of Cain. When they began with the animal nature they had in them, began to cross over, because that is where Cain also had his wife, from the lineage of Seth. And then they saw that the sons of God saw the daughters of men. That is how the Bible put it. Those daughters of men are those fine girls from the lineage of Cain. They are the ones that the sons of God from the lineage of Seth saw them and took them for wives, and that is how the seed crossed. And everybody had the animal nature. The enemy was anointing and then created what resulted in God regretting creating man and wiping them with the flood of Noah. God bless you. It's not angels that came. Yes. Yes, brother.
God bless you, Pastor.
Okay. Mike Ohanaka from Jos, Nigeria. Shalom, the bride of Christ. Please, Brother Moses, I need explanation of Matthew 25, 40 to 41 in relation to watchfulness on the Lord's coming. Can we read it? Matthew 24, verse 40 and verse 41. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Verse 41. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left. Go to the next verse. He said, watch. That is your question. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. It's a parable. And what that parable is saying, in a nutshell, is how that some people will go and some people will not go. That is how you must understand that scripture. Not two people somewhere, one go, one stay. So therefore, you will not be moving two anymore. He's not using it to explain to you how that you should watch so that among those that we go, you will be found among those that we go, because it's not everyone that will go. Some will definitely be left behind. And yet, they were together in one fellowship. They were together in the evangelical field. They were together in their prayer group. They were together in the ministry. But one will go, the other one, some will go, some will not go. So watch so that you become among those that will go. Shikana.